Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well as we dive into Smash or Pass. Now, remember, Remember, today, you got to be caller number, how many days out are we for the Chiefs? 86?
85, I think.
85. Okay, you got to be caller number 5. Now, obviously, you want to wait for the sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes!
No, that really is.
Yeah. No, that really is.
You don't have to worry about me leaning.
Yeah. Whatever you say, coach.
Got a damn tripod, Alina.
Chaz Jism.
Got the camera. No, you want to be caller number 5 when you hear that sounder. Of course, this is Smash or Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu. Now two locations. One is at 119th. Or 135th in Metcalf. The other one's at 95th in Null. Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks. And we go to Smash or Pass. You can't make that up.
No, you really can't.
It's like tube. So we saw this yesterday. We're in our meeting, and we've got these, you know, ideas that go back and forth. Like, all right, tomorrow, Smash or Pass. Mac, what do you want to use? Like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And we can't do that Mac.
We've done that.
All right,
man,
Cheeto
man.
Puffs. Yeah, no, can't do that one either. So then I'm on my phone, and I see this come up.
Hey, y'all, today was a nice day, so I headed to Spike Lounge, and I heard the chef make these chi-chis that got everybody in a frenzy, so I came to see what the hype was about. First of all, I was so blown away by the creativity, and this was my first time ever having one, so I was so excited to try. Because be for real, who you know make gourmet chi-chi and really got people going crazy over? And then the fact you could get barbecue or buffalo chicken, clams, tuna, lamb, salmon, or chili? Please be for real when I come to a nice meal. I never hit a chi-chi, and I don't eat tuna. But when I say delicious, I wouldn't even lie to y'all. I was so intrigued by how it was made.
So that was what they considered prison food. And again, it was what? Lamb, tuna, oysters, clams.
It was some of the nastiest stuff I've ever seen.
And they built basically a Chipotle bowl of it and then put nacho cheese and tuna over the top.
Oh, but you forgot. They put it in a blender, made it all mush, shook it up in a big bag, poured it out, and then put this stuff
on
the top.
It was pureed.
Yeah.
Smash or pass?
Pass. Big time pass. A huge pass. Not even, I mean, my sister lives in Philly. I sent her that. She goes, ugh.
And it was titled prison food. So I guess they're eating food like that. And they just,
yes, they're making gourmet prison food is what they're essentially doing.
Prison cuisine.
Yeah.
I thought it was like in prison, there's a lot of ramen noodles.
Well, that had ramen noodles in it.
It had hot dogs. It had, it had the pink stuff. It had gray, a little of the yellow.
Had what?
It had the pink stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Had the gray, had a little of the yellow all mixed in there.
There's a lot of yellow. A
lot of yellow.
What got me is like, you know what you get your candy corn, or not candy corn, kettle corn in? That's what they put it all in when they pureed it and then shook it all together.
Yeah. It was, ugh.
So let's talk about that. Since we had the downtown days, I think there's old shiny days, downtown Lee Summit days. Kettle corn, are you guys in?
I like kettle corn. Yeah, that's a good fair food.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I'm an out guy.
Yeah.
It's too sweet and salty.
Too sweet.
Funnel cakes.
In
smash or pass?
Yeah, I'd be funnel cake, 100%.
Probably not a whole one to myself.
Is there
has there ever been
a more shareable design food than a funnel cake?
Than a funnel cake, yeah, yep. It is, yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like some people be like, oh, nachos with the one side salsa, one side. No. That's still
the funnel
person.
Cake. Everybody just rips.
You do,
And
you don't want to eat just one to yourself.
No, you ever see the plate that they put the funnel cake on?
you can see through it.
Yes.
It's transparent.
Yes.
And then it looks like it belongs on Tony Montana's desk. But no, because I thought, I was thinking about that when I was walking through the downtown area. I was like, there's really never been, maybe ever, a more design thing to share than the funnel cake and the curly Q chips or fries that stack up that look like Marge Simpson's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just all clumped together. Perfect shareable.
Popcorn, too. A big bucket of popcorn is very shareable, as well.
At least the funnel cake is open.
Yeah. You're not sticking your head. You're doing the germaphobe there, and I get that. Okay.
Like the funnel cake, you can at least, you know, you can flour.
Yeah, but you're still getting your hands on all parts of it.
You are getting in there, but you're not getting in there.
Yeah,
You're not knucking it.
Like, we had a meeting yesterday, and somebody said, pass me one of the quesadillas. So I grabbed the napkin, grabbed the quesadilla, and passed it to the person, right? Okay. And she goes, you could just touch it. I got two boys. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't want you to touch that and pass it to me. So I'm doing the sanitary thing. So the popcorn I get because, everybody's putting their dirty hands in the bucket and you're missing some. And there's dirty kernels laying around and stuff of that nature.
Somebody says there's a prison cookbook written by a former inmate that's pretty creative.
Is it? I mean, how many options are there? I mean, honest to God, I don't know. Like, you get hot dogs, you get ramen, you get gruel. Like, what other stuff?
What is gruel?
Just whatever. Left over, like that stuff they poured out.
Please,
hot dish. Can I have some more gruel?
Yeah. Who knows? It's usually gray in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those were black and white movies back then, so we really don't know what color the gruel is. But yes, I get what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, because if you say gruel, you're like, oh, it's some gray substance in a bowl.
Sludgy.
Yeah. So they gave to the orphans back in England.
Yes, exactly.
Please, sir, can I have some more gruel?
More?
Yeah. Did you ask for more?
Waiter. I didn't know what gruel was till today. That's crazy. There's a book out called Jailhouse Cookbook.
The hell wants that?
The Prisoner's Recipe Bible. Well, there might be people that are incarcerated. They're like, I need to figure out how to cook.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this book.
I don't think they let you cook in prison.
They don't let. Oh, that stinks.
What do you think? This is the motel?
That's fair.
You got a kitchenette? Oh, they don't let you cook.
They don't let you
do a lot of things in prison, Mac.
They let you go to OTAs or no?
No!
Damn it.
You get 1 hour of yard time. Make the most of it.
It's funny you say that. The first line in this is, to answer the question, can inmates cook in prison? Chef Artie Cuisine has written a delicious, entertaining, biographical jailhouse cooking saga, a vivid portrayal of incarcerated New York City chefs' culinary life cooking in jail.
Dang. This guy says, guy that works for me did 4 years. His prison burritos are on another level. Outstanding.
Oh, okay. Say that one more time out loud. Test. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead, Matt. Read it one more time and let it sink in to what you just said.
I'm so glad there's a video component to this show now.
God. Oh, my Lord.
I've been pounded this week.
Yeah, dude. He read it with...
They make great burritos in prison, guys. Let's go to Gardner and check it out.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mac thinks they got a concession stand. Yeah. You got enough money saved up in your account.
100%.
You can go by there instead of dental floss or buying a burrito. Oh, it's Minsky's Day at the federal penitentiary. Everybody gets a slice of pizza.
Winstead, sweet.
Oh, God.
You understand what prison is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, my buddy served 4 years. His burritos are my
Hey, every Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday in prison. And Taco Bell comes. And if you have enough money in your commissary account, you can get a taco.
Oh, my God.
What the hell was that?
In pain.
Mac, you don't have a kitchenette.
He's just so.
Can I get a king size bed?
Mac's just so innocent sometimes.
Oh my God!
It's like, hey, text line.
You ever been inside a jail before?
Yes,
prison. No.
Have you ever been inside a jail or a prison?
A jail, yes.
A jail, but not a prison.
Not a prison.
Yeah, they're not country clubs.
Yeah,
I got offered peanut butter and jelly and a thing of milk.
I mean, we've done this. We did the Scared Straight when I was in high school, and I mean, I'm going to tell you, the county jail, they were peeing on us. And then the federal penitentiary.
You're in jail.
Yeah, exactly. The federal penitentiary was the one they used on Scared Straight on MTV back in the day. So they, all those guys were quote-unquote celebrities to us because we watched them on MTV. And then sitting around with those guys, I mean, good Lord, man.
Son of a gun.
Not a country club.
I love this show so much.
I hear they have good burritos in prison.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! There it is.
And we will be doing the Hy-V giveaway coming up at 8:45 this morning. Qualifier, our fourth qualifier to win the $500 Father's Day Hy-V gift card. We'll be doing that about 8:45 this morning.
But right now, you got to be caller number 5, Smasher Pass winner. Winner gets a Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Null and 100.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
35th and Metcalf coming up on the other side. Just push your stars. That's all you need to do when it comes to these leagues. If they could just figure that out. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.